Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The center fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hector Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is called out on strikes. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mealy. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Joost applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Minoso. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Vallow scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, White Sox, 1. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Suter moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Suter scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stewart moves to third. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. 1 out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Joost applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Mealy moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mealy moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Mealy scores. Robinson scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. Fain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Zerniel moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zerniel moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. 1 out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Philly moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vallo hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel catches it and throws to first to double up Zerniel. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Minoso scores. Mealy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Hector Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kite Thomas pinch hits for Pete Suter. Kite Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is hit by the pitch. Hitchcock moves to second. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Skeeter Kell pinch runs for Joe Tipton. Allie Clark pinch hits for Bob Hooper. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez juggles the ball. That's an error on Rodriguez. Hitchcock scores. Thomas moves to third. Kell moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-4 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. Kell moves to third. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dorisch fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.